Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Can engage with me. If Jesus Christ came to seek and to save, that's what we need to do. So there was two steps there. The first step was to go, and the next one was to seek and to save. And we know the going part is tough, but as you pray and be obedient, once you get out there, you will be amazed. It's just like I told you I had to go visit my mom. I told her I was going to stay a week, and then I said, Mom, I'm going to stay 4 days. I end up staying a week anyway. But it was just a tough trip. I knew it was going to be difficult because it was the first time ever I was going without my family. And I had to drive 6 hours by myself. The going is tough. I can't tell you how tough the going was. But when I got there, it was the best visit ever. Because the Lord was able to do so much during that time. So the going is tough, but we have to know why we are going. Whenever you're going to do something in life, here's the next point I'm getting to right here. If you don't understand what the end result, if you cannot see that end result, when tough times come, you're going to abandon. Just like in a marriage. You know, when you first get married, everything's going well. You're on the honeymoon stage. But then when things start getting rough in the marriage, we want to abandon ship. Just like a lot of these young couples today. You know, as soon as they run into a little problem, they want to abandon ship. But if you understand the vision, if you understand the commitment that you made before God, you wouldn't abandon ship. We got Deb and them, how many years? 51 years. And my in-laws just celebrated 50 years. I just celebrated, believe it or not, 29 years.
These people got more than us.
Who's this?
Bill and Nancy.
Bill and Nancy, how many?
57.
57. Lewis?
Not that many.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever want to abandon ship sometime? But you hung in there, right? You remembered your commitment to the Lord. You had a vision. You said, unto death do us part. I'm telling you that if you don't see the vision, the end result, you will quit. You know, Jesus is our example. Look at this scripture here, Matthew 26:39. Jesus is our example. This was displayed so perfectly by Jesus. Matthew 26:39. And I love this. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as I will. When you have the vision, the hope, it will help you endure the greatest suffering. Jesus Christ was going to give his body as a sacrifice for our sins. He was going to be the perfect Lamb of God, and they were about to crucify him on a cross. But he had the vision, and he knew what the end was going to be. And even as he was going through the agony, we saw his humanity come through and say, if it's possible, remove this cup, this rough right now. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will. Do you have the vision that's not your will, but his will? This is why I say it's so important that we win souls at all costs. You know, me and Miss Gloria was talking about how somebody said they were afraid because the Muslims out there. We go out there every Saturday. We see the Muslims. We see the Jehovah's Witness. And we see all of these groups. But where are the Christians? With the true Word of God. You got to wonder. If they are willing to believe a lie, what are we going to do for the truth? Wow, you got to think about that. They believe a lie.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.